Okay, Cosmos. So I could hear about the lokas after getting into this introduction there from the Benares, whatever, college. Can emphasize and write something about, you know, something like this. And here we can see from this description of the lokas as being directly related to the different sheaths, as it's called, as they are called, of the bodies of us living entities. Where Bhuloka is the level of existence of the physical body realm that we find our gross bodies walking around in. The Bhuvarloka is the realm of the subtle astral body. Or rather, the first one also being of the ethereal body. And Svarga being the realm of the higher realm of insight and knowledge and wisdom, intelligence. So again, the lokas, the three lokas here, Urbhuva and Svaha, are not described in terms of spatial geographic locations in some space, not primarily, but as realms that we living beings in this cosmos exist in. That are in fact here everywhere all the time, as the gross and subtle levels and realms of our existence, which we can right now and always experience in terms of the physical and mental and the intelligence and the subconscious. So again, it is another example of how looking at the Indian Vedic view on the cosmos and the world, but it is less spatial objects in space oriented and more about consciousness on lower or higher levels.